The kingdom of Judah, before the rise of Josiah, was in a dark period of its history. The people, once faithful to God's precepts, had strayed, plunging into idolatrous practices that corrupted the soul of the nation. Temples dedicated to foreign gods were erected throughout the territory, while the kings preceding Josiah fostered this spiritual decay, bringing a sense of desolation that permeated every aspect of daily life. 2 Kings 21 verses 1 to 9. This decline was not only spiritual, but also political and social. Alliances with neighboring nations, often pagan, weakened Judah's identity as a people chosen by God. The worship of idols like Baal and Asherah became common, and justice was abandoned in favor of personal gain and corruption. Jeremiah 2:13. It was a time of darkness, where hope seemed to have vanished from the hearts of Judah's inhabitants. However, even amid this darkness, there was a small flame of hope. Prophets and priests still resisted, preaching against corruption and urging the people to return to the path of righteousness. It was in this chaotic setting that Josiah was born, a boy destined to bring light back to his people, but who would need to overcome numerous challenges to fulfill his divine mission. Before Josiah, the throne of Judah was occupied by two kings who left a legacy of destruction and sin. Manasseh, Josiah's grandfather, reigned for 55 years, becoming one of the worst kings in Judah's history. Under his rule, the kingdom was flooded with abominable practices, including human sacrifices and the worship of foreign gods. Manasseh even introduced idols within the very temple of Jerusalem, a desecration that enraged the Lord, 2 Chronicles 33:7. However, in the final years of his reign, Manasseh repented. After being captured by the Assyrians, he cried out to God for mercy, and his repentance was genuine. Although he tried to restore the worship of the Lord, the evil he had implanted in the hearts of the people was too deep to be completely eradicated in such a short time. His death left the kingdom in a state of spiritual confusion. After Manasseh, his son Amon ascended to the throne, but reigned for only 2 years before being assassinated in a palace conspiracy, 2 Kings 21:23. Amon followed in his father's wicked ways in the early years of his reign, showing no sign of repentance. His abrupt death created a power vacuum and paved the way for Josiah, his young son, to assume the throne and initiate one of the most significant reforms in Judah's history. The reign of Manasseh left an indelible mark on the history of Judah, being remembered both for its depravity and for his late repentance. For most of his reign, he was a king who delighted in pagan practices, introducing an era of spiritual darkness that distanced the people from God, 2 Kings 21, verses 1 to 6. His actions, such as the construction of altars for foreign deities and the promotion of abominable cults, contributed to the moral and religious degradation of the kingdom. But the story of Manasseh is also a story of redemption, though belated. Captured and humiliated by the Assyrians, Manasseh found himself facing the possibility of death, and in his despair, he turned to the God of his ancestors. His repentance was accepted, and he was freed, returning to Jerusalem with a transformed heart. Manasseh then promoted reforms, removing the idols he had introduced and restoring the worship of the Lord. However, the damage was already done. The people, deeply rooted in the pagan practices that Manasseh had encouraged, resisted change. Even with his attempts to right the wrongs of the past, the impact of his actions was irreversible, leaving the nation vulnerable and spiritually divided, a legacy that his grandson Josiah would have to confront when he ascended to the throne. Amon, the son of Manasseh and father of Josiah, had a short and troubled reign, marked by the continuation of the impious practices introduced by his father, 2 Chronicles 33, verses 22 and 23. Unlike Manasseh, Amon neither had the time nor the will to repent. During his 2-year reign, he demonstrated little ability to lead and even less to discern the correct path for the people of Judah. Amon's brief reign was characterized by growing political and social instability. Without the firm hand of a just leader, the kingdom began to crumble into factions vying for power and influence. Amon perpetuated idol worship and neglected God's commandments, which only deepened the spiritual decay of the people. Amon's lack of leadership culminated in his premature death, a victim of a conspiracy within his own palace. His assassination was the result of a revolt by his servants, dissatisfied with his corrupt administration. Amon's death could have plunged Judah into even greater chaos, but it was precisely this event that paved the way for the rise of Josiah, a different king who would bring with him the hope of renewal. In the midst of this chaos and desolation, Josiah was born, the son of Amon, destined to become one of the greatest kings of Judah. 2 Kings 22, verses 1 and 2. Josiah came into the world at a time when the nation was at its lowest point, spiritually corrupted and politically unstable. However, from an early age, there was an aura of hope surrounding him, as if the fate of Judah was closely tied to the young prince. From childhood, Josiah was exposed to the stories of his grandfather Manasseh and his father Amon, learning about the mistakes they made and the devastating impact of those actions on the kingdom. Under the guidance of godly counselors, Josiah began to understand the importance of following the ways of the Lord even before taking the throne. His young heart was full of zeal for God, something that would distinguish him from his predecessors. When Josiah was crowned king at just 8 years old, there was uncertainty about Judah's future. However, it soon became clear that Josiah would not be like the kings who came before him. His ascension marked the beginning of a new chapter in Judah's history, where faith and justice would begin to be restored. 2 Kings 23:25. Josiah represented new hope for a desperate people, a light that would shine amidst the darkness that enveloped the kingdom. Josiah was born into an environment of deep spiritual and moral corruption. Growing up in the palace, he witnessed early on the effects of the pagan practices that permeated the kingdom of Judah. The royal court, still marked by the idolatry introduced by Manasseh and perpetuated by Amon, was a place where the true worship of God had been nearly forgotten. Yet Josiah was shielded from this corrupt environment by counselors and priests who still kept the faith in God. Although just a child, Josiah quickly demonstrated a different spirit. The Bible tells us that even in his youth, he began to seek the God of David, his ancestor, 2 Chronicles 34:3. This suggests that, despite the decadent environment in which he lived, Josiah had a heart inclined toward justice and piety. He was instructed by men who still valued Israel's covenant with God, teaching him the importance of faithfulness and obedience to the divine commandments. At 8 years old, Josiah was crowned king. Despite his tender age, he was destined to lead a nation that had strayed from God back to the path of righteousness. Josiah's childhood, marked by his early pursuit of God, prepared him for the great reforms he would later carry out during his reign. He was, from the beginning, a leader destined to restore true worship in Judah. Josiah ascended to the throne of Judah at only 8 years old, following the assassination of his father, Amon, 2 Chronicles 33:25. Amon's death created a power vacuum and an urgent need for leadership that could reverse the spiraling spiritual and moral decline in which Judah found itself. Josiah's coronation brought renewed hope, but also raised concerns about how such an inexperienced young king could govern in such difficult times. Despite his youth, Josiah soon proved to be a king unlike his predecessors. He did not follow in the footsteps of his father and grandfather in idolatry, but instead turned to the Lord from the beginning of his reign. 2 Kings 22:2. The Bible highlights that Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, modeling his leadership and devotion after David, the greatest king of Israel. Josiah's coronation marked the beginning of a transformation process in Judah. He inherited a kingdom in crisis, but with the help of faithful advisors and his determination to seek God, Josiah began to plant the seeds of reform that would change the fate of his nation. His reign would be remembered as a time of spiritual and moral renewal as he worked to purify Judah and restore the covenant with God. At 16 years old, Josiah began making his first significant decisions as king. Influenced by his faith and desire to please God, he initiated a purification process in Judah, aimed at eradicating the idolatry that had taken hold of the nation during the reigns of Manasseh and Amon. Josiah ordered the destruction of pagan altars and idols that had been erected everywhere, starting with the capital, Jerusalem. This initiative was not merely symbolic, it was a declaration of war against the spiritual corruption that had dominated the people. Josiah understood that to restore Judah's relationship with God, it was necessary to eliminate all traces of idolatry and pagan practices. He personally oversaw the destruction of images and altars of Baal, Asherah, and other gods, scattering their ashes over the graves of those who had worshipped them. The purification of Judah was one of Josiah's first major reforms and demonstrated his unwavering commitment to the faith. Although still young, Josiah acted with the firmness and determination of a mature leader, showing the people that the path back to God began with the removal of the sins that had separated the nation from its Creator. In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, one of the most significant events of his governance occurred, the rediscovery of the Book of the Law. While ordering repairs to the temple in Jerusalem, the high priest Hilkiah found an ancient scroll, later identified as the Book of the Law, probably Deuteronomy or parts of the Pentateuch, 2 Kings 22:8. This discovery was a pivotal moment in Josiah's life and in the history of Judah. When the book was read to Josiah, he realized the severity of the situation in which the kingdom found itself. God's commandments and statutes, which should have been followed, had been ignored for generations, leading to the spiritual and moral decline of the nation, 2 Kings 22:11. The reading of the Book of the Law caused a deep conviction in Josiah, who tore his clothes as a sign of mourning and repentance for the state of Judah. This event marked a turning point in Josiah's reign. With a heart burning for God, he committed himself to reforming not only religious practice, but also the culture and society of Judah, according to the instructions found in the Book of the Law. The rediscovery of this sacred text propelled Josiah to implement even more radical reforms, seeking to align Judah with the will of God. In the process of transforming the kingdom of Judah, Josiah relied on the help of key figures like the high priest Hilkiah and the scribe Shaphan. Hilkiah, who found the Book of the Law during the temple renovations, played a crucial role in rediscovering and disseminating God's laws. He was a faithful and pious advisor, guiding Josiah in applying the rediscovered laws and carrying out the necessary reforms to purify Judah. Shaphan, the royal scribe, was another important figure during Josiah's reign. He was responsible for reading the Book of the Law to the king and for communicating the discovery to the people, spreading the word of God and helping to implement the reforms. Shaphan was a trusted man who worked tirelessly alongside Josiah to ensure that the changes were applied fairly and effectively. Together, Hilkiah and Shaphan were instruments of God in the transformation of Judah. They helped translate Josiah's spiritual vision into concrete actions, leading the people back to true worship and obedience to God's law. Without the dedication and zeal of these men, Josiah's reforms would not have been as impactful or enduring. After the rediscovery of the Book of the Law, Josiah understood that he could not keep this revelation to himself. With a clear vision of the need for spiritual renewal throughout the nation, he took the initiative to share the contents of the book with all the people of Judah. In an extraordinary act of leadership, Josiah convened a great assembly in Jerusalem, gathering everyone from the elders to the humblest peasants. 2 Kings 23 verses 1 to 3. The people, who had long strayed from the divine precepts, listened attentively as Josiah, in a solemn ceremony, read aloud all the words of the Book of the Covenant. This event was not merely a religious formality, but a powerful declaration of commitment. By reading the Book of the Law, Josiah was reaffirming the covenant that his ancestors had made with God at Sinai, a covenant that had been repeatedly broken by previous generations. Josiah exhorted the people to abandon idolatrous practices and return to obedience to the divine commandments, urging them to renew their faith and loyalty to the Lord. The public reading of the law marked the beginning of a new era in Judah, where God's word once again took center stage in national life. The impact of this ceremony was profound and enduring, inspiring a true reform that began in the hearts of the people and was reflected in all spheres of society. Josiah not only restored the covenant with God, but also established a new standard of leadership based on devotion and justice. With the covenant renewed and the people's commitment reaffirmed, Josiah launched a vigorous campaign to eliminate all vestiges of idolatry that still persisted in Judah. Knowing that true worship of God could not coexist with pagan cults, he ordered the destruction of all altars and idols that had been erected over the years. This monumental task required determination and courage, as the cults to foreign gods like Baal and Asherah were deeply rooted in the culture and daily life of the people. Josiah personally oversaw the demolition of these altars, ensuring that nothing remained of the former idolatrous places of worship. The process was meticulous. The idols were destroyed, burned, and their ashes scattered over the graves of those who had worshipped them, as a sign of total contempt for these practices. In Bethel, one of the most significant centers of pagan worship, Josiah fulfilled an ancient prophecy by destroying the altar that had been erected by Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, to worship the golden calf. These reforms were not only an act of religious purification, but also a political and spiritual statement. By eliminating the pagan altars, Josiah reaffirmed the sovereignty of the God of Israel over all things and demonstrated that Judah's future depended on its exclusive faithfulness to the Lord. His decisive action brought a new sense of unity and purpose to the people, who began to distance themselves from the corrupting influences of foreign cults. At the heart of Josiah's reforms was the purification of the Temple of Jerusalem, the spiritual center of the nation. During previous reigns, the temple had been defiled by the introduction of idols and objects dedicated to pagan gods, transforming the place that should have been exclusively dedicated to the Lord into a space of religious syncretism, 2 Kings 23, verses 4 to 7. However, Josiah was determined to restore the sanctity of the temple and, with it, the spiritual identity of Judah. He ordered that all the utensils used in the worship of Baal, Asherah, and other gods be removed and destroyed. These objects, representing the spiritual corruption of Judah, were taken outside Jerusalem and burned, with their ashes scattered in Bethel, a former site of idolatry. Additionally, Josiah expelled the priests who had been appointed to serve these idols, restoring the legitimate priesthood and reconsecrating the temple as the exclusive house of God. This purification of the temple was a symbolic and spiritual act of immense importance. By cleansing the temple, Josiah not only restored religious order, but also reaffirmed the centrality of worshiping God in the life of Judah. This action sent a clear message that idolatry would no longer be tolerated, and that the temple would once again be a place of true worship and sacrifice to the Lord. With the temple purified and the worship of the God of Israel restored, Josiah sought to revitalize the religious traditions that had been neglected by his predecessors. Among these traditions, the celebration of Passover held a prominent place. Passover, which commemorated Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt, had fallen into disuse, but Josiah decided to revive it with unprecedented grandeur. Josiah organized the celebration of Passover in a way that allowed all the people to participate, providing an impressive number of animals for the Passover sacrifices. He ordered the priest to prepare according to the prescriptions of Moses, and that the ritual be performed with the utmost devotion and precision. The celebration was so grand that the Bible mentions that no Passover like it had occurred since the time of the prophet Samuel. This celebration was not just an act of worship, but also a symbol of the spiritual rebirth of Judah. By restoring Passover, Josiah was not only reminding the people of their roots and their deliverance, but also reaffirming the covenant between God and Israel. The Passover under Josiah served as a powerful reminder that even in times of desolation and estrangement, God's people could find redemption and renewal by returning to sacred traditions. Josiah understood that to achieve a lasting spiritual reform, it was essential to unite the people of Judah around a single purpose, the worship of the God of Israel. In a time of great division and instability, Josiah worked tirelessly to consolidate national unity, knowing that Judah's strength was directly linked to its faithfulness to God. 2 Chronicles 34:33. Under his leadership, Judah began to rise again as a unified nation, committed to the values and faith that once defined them as the people of God. To achieve this unity, Josiah did not limit himself to the borders of Judah. He sent emissaries to the regions that had once belonged to the kingdom of Israel, which had been destroyed by the Assyrians, and invited the remnants of the tribes of Israel to join him in Jerusalem for the celebration of Passover. This initiative was a powerful gesture of reconciliation, seeking to restore unity among the tribes that had been separated since the time of Solomon. Josiah worked tirelessly to heal the divisions that had fragmented the nation, believing that Judah's true strength lay in its unity under God's leadership. His reforms and efforts to gather the tribes around the worship of the Lord brought a renewed sense of identity and purpose to the people, paving the way for a spiritual renewal that would echo for generations. Even after the fall of the northern kingdom, Israel, to the Assyrians, Josiah did not abandon his vision of reuniting the tribes of Israel and Judah under a single worship of the Lord. Although the kingdom of Israel was politically dismantled, many of its former lands still housed remnants of the people who had not been exiled. Josiah, with his passion for religious and spiritual restoration, extended his reforms to these regions, attempting to bring the people back to the worship of the God of their ancestors. Josiah believed that the unity of all the tribes under the same God was crucial for the survival and prosperity of his nation. He saw spiritual reunification as a way to heal the wounds caused by the historical division between Israel and Judah. By destroying the pagan altars in cities of the former kingdom of Israel, such as Bethel, and by inviting the remaining Israelites to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem, Josiah sought to reaffirm the common identity of all the tribes as God's chosen people. Although the political results of these reunification attempts were limited, the spiritual impact was significant. Josiah succeeded, at least temporarily, in bringing together under one worship those who had been dispersed, planting the seeds of a unified identity that would transcend politics and be rooted in a common faith. His effort to restore unity between Israel and Judah was a testament to his vision of an indivisible nation under the sovereignty of God. The reign of Josiah was a period of great prophetic activity in Judah. Prophets like Jeremiah and Zephaniah played crucial roles, both in supporting Josiah's reforms and in warning about future dangers. Jeremiah especially was a fierce critic of the idolatry and social injustice that prevailed before the reforms, and his ministry provided a spiritual foundation for Josiah's actions. Jeremiah 1, verses 1 to 10. Zephaniah also preached during this time, announcing God's judgment on Judah and the neighboring nations, but also offering hope to those who would turn to the Lord with sincerity. Zephaniah 1, verses 1 to 6. The messages of these prophets reinforced the urgency of Josiah's reforms and provided divine guidance that helped shape his decisions. Josiah not only implemented the necessary reforms, but also guided himself by the wisdom and discernment offered by the prophets. Despite all of Josiah's zeal, the prophets also warned that God's wrath against Judah, because of the accumulated sins over the previous reigns, was still imminent. Jeremiah 15, verses 1 to 4. The prophecies of destruction could not be completely avoided, but Josiah's actions delayed the judgment and gave the people of Judah one last opportunity to repent and seek God's mercy. The interaction between Josiah and the prophets highlights the vital role of the prophetic word in guiding leaders and shaping the destiny of nations. Though Josiah was a dedicated and devout leader, he faced internal resistance in his attempt to reform Judah. Pagan practices and spiritual corruption were deeply entrenched in the culture and society, and not everyone was willing to abandon these traditions. Additionally, the economic and political interests tied to idolatry created covert, if not overt, opposition to the king's reforms. Many priests and local leaders who profited from pagan cults or simply feared the social and political repercussions of the reforms were reluctant to follow Josiah's example. The resistance was subtle but constant, manifesting in murmurs, lack of cooperation, and even sabotage of some reform efforts. The struggle to purify Judah was not only spiritual, but also a battle against the political and social forces that resisted change. However, Josiah was unwavering in his commitment. He faced this resistance with fierce determination, often taking severe measures against those who tried to obstruct the reform process. 2 Chronicles 34:33. Even in the face of opposition, Josiah continued his mission to purify the nation and restore the worship of the God of Israel. The resistance he encountered only underscores the magnitude of his task and the courage required to carry out the changes he knew were essential for Judah's future. Throughout his reign, Josiah was deeply committed to reaffirming Judah's covenant with God. After the public reading of the Book of the Law and the implementation of his reforms, Josiah called upon all the people to renew their spiritual commitment to the Lord. He understood that for the reforms to have a lasting impact, it was not enough to merely eliminate idolatry. It was necessary to restore the people's hearts to true worship. 2 Kings 23:3. Josiah led a covenant renewal ceremony where he and the people vowed to follow God's commandments and uphold the covenant their ancestors had made at Sinai. This renewal was more than just a rite. It was a profound act of spiritual commitment aimed at embedding the reforms in the hearts and minds of every citizen of Judah. Josiah wanted his nation not only to follow God's commandments, but also to internalize these precepts as part of their collective identity. This new covenant served as a spiritual milestone in Josiah's reign, symbolizing the desire to start anew, this time with total dedication to the God of Israel. Although Judah's future history would show that this spiritual renewal was not enough to prevent the final judgment, Josiah's effort to revive his nation's faith left a lasting legacy of devotion and reform that would be remembered for generations. Josiah is remembered in the scriptures as one of the greatest kings of Judah, not for his military conquests or territorial expansion, but for his unwavering commitment to God. Josiah's spiritual legacy is uniquely highlighted by the Bible, which states, "Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did, with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his strength, in accordance with all the law of Moses." 2 Kings 23:25. This praise sums up Josiah's life and reign as a model of piety and devotion. The reforms Josiah implemented, despite facing resistance and being partially reversed after his death, left an indelible mark on Judah's spiritual history. He restored the centrality of God's law, purified worship, and reaffirmed the people's covenant with the Lord. His dedication to following divine commandments and leading his people in righteousness set a standard of leadership that few have equaled. 2 Chronicles 34:33. Josiah's impact extends beyond his own life, echoing in the collective memory of Judah and serving as an inspiration for future leaders and reformers. Although Judah eventually fell under Babylonian rule, Josiah's example remained a beacon of hope and a reminder of the transformative power of a heart truly devoted to God. His reign stands as a testimony that even in times of great corruption and decay, spiritual renewal is possible when there is committed leadership and a sincere pursuit of God. While Josiah was dedicated to restoring faith and morality in Judah, a new power was emerging on the international scene, Babylon. Under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon began to expand its territory, defeating Assyria and consolidating its power in the Middle East. This development posed an increasing threat to Judah, which until then had managed to maintain relative independence thanks to its internal reforms and the instability of its neighbors. The rise of Babylon brought a new political reality that Josiah had to confront. The Assyrians, who had once dominated the region, were in decline, and Egypt, always an influential power, was trying to counterbalance Babylonian might. Judah, now caught in the middle of this turmoil, found itself in a precarious position, pressured to choose between alliances that might ensure its short-term survival, but could also compromise its long-term independence, Jeremiah 25:9. Despite his focus on spiritually restoring the nation, Josiah could not ignore the geopolitical changes around him. He was forced to make difficult decisions that would ultimately put Judah on a collision course with Babylon. The emergence of this new superpower tested Josiah's ability to navigate the complex waters of international diplomacy while trying to keep his nation safe and faithful to God. Amidst the growing tensions between Babylon and its adversaries, Egypt, led by Pharaoh Necho, decided to intervene militarily in the conflict. Egypt sought to prevent Babylon from becoming too strong and threatening its own dominance in the region. To this end, Necho planned to cross through Judah and join forces with the remnants of the Assyrian army against the Babylonians. Josiah, aware of the danger posed by the Egyptian presence, decided to intercept Necho's army, a decision that would prove fatal. 2 Kings 23:29. Josiah, driven by a determination fueled by both religious zeal and political considerations, met the Egyptian army on the plains of Megiddo. Despite Necho's warnings that he should not interfere, claiming that his fight was not against Judah, Josiah persisted. The ensuing battle was disastrous for Judah. Josiah was severely wounded and later died from his injuries. His death at Megiddo was a devastating blow to Judah, both politically and spiritually. Josiah's brief and forced alliance with Egypt ended up precipitating his death and marking the beginning of the end for Judah as an independent nation. Without his leadership, the kingdom quickly fell into decline, coming under the control of foreign powers. Josiah's death is often seen as the turning point where Judah's fate was sealed, leading inevitably to the Babylonian exile. The Battle of Megiddo was a crucial event that changed the course of Judah's history. When Josiah decided to confront the Egyptian army at Megiddo, he knew he was risking everything to protect his nation from an external threat. However, the decision to oppose the powerful Pharaoh Necho without the certainty of a solid military victory was a risk that unfortunately resulted in his own death. Josiah's death on the battlefield was a shock to Judah. He had been such a zealous king in his reforms, so dedicated to God and the well-being of his people, that his loss left the nation without a strong leader at the most critical moment. The biblical account highlights the people's grief over Josiah's death, with everyone from nobles to common citizens deeply mourning his loss, 2 Chronicles 35:25. His death was not only the end of a just king, but also the harbinger of dark times for Judah. The Battle of Megiddo and Josiah's subsequent death also signaled the beginning of Judah's political collapse. Without its reforming leader, the kingdom quickly fell into disarray, and successive Babylonian invasions soon destroyed what remained of its independence. Josiah's tragic death marked the end of an era of hope and spiritual renewal, casting Judah into a period of decline and destruction that would culminate in the Babylonian exile. Josiah's death had a profound and devastating impact on the kingdom of Judah. His death was not just a personal tragedy or a loss for the monarchy. It was a sign of the imminent collapse of the kingdom. Josiah had been the last great king of Judah, a ruler who faithfully sought God and tried to guide his nation according to divine precepts. With his death, Judah lost not only a leader, but also the last bulwark of spiritual resistance against the decay that had infiltrated the kingdom. The people's reaction was one of deep mourning and despair. The Bible recounts that Jeremiah, the prophet who had supported Josiah's reforms, composed laments for his death, expressing the collective sense of loss and grief, 2 Chronicles 35:25. The mourning was not just for Josiah himself, but for the end of an era when Judah still had hope of avoiding God's wrath. With his death, the kingdom was left vulnerable, and the forces he had fought against, both spiritual and political, began to rise again. Without Josiah's leadership, Judah quickly fell under the influence of foreign powers, beginning with Egypt and then Babylon. His successors, less committed to the covenant with God, were unable to maintain the unity and moral strength that Josiah had established. Josiah's death was, therefore, a turning point after which Judah's fate as a free and devout nation was irrevocably compromised. The death of Josiah left an indelible mark on the collective memory of Judah. The mourning for his death was so profound that it became part of the cultural tradition of the people, with the prophet Jeremiah leading the lamentations and composing songs that would be sung for generations. These lamentations were not merely expressions of sorrow, but also reflections on what the nation had lost with Josiah's death, a king who genuinely sought the spiritual well-being of his people. The emotional impact of Josiah's death was exacerbated by the sense that he had died before his time, leaving incomplete the reforms that might have saved Judah from impending disaster. His reign, although marked by great spiritual achievements, ended abruptly, and the memory of his actions became a symbol of an era that could have been but was tragically cut short. Lamentations 4:20. Josiah's memory was preserved not only through the Lamentations, but also in the scriptures that documented his reign. He was remembered as one of the few kings who truly did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, 2 Kings 23:25. Josiah's legacy continued to inspire those who longed for a return to pure faith and obedience to God, even amid the growing chaos that followed his death. The lamentation for Josiah was in many ways a lamentation for Judah itself, which after his death was destined to a path of destruction and exile. After Josiah's death, the kingdom of Judah entered a period of rapid decline. His successors did not follow the path of righteousness and devotion to God that he had established. Jehoahaz, Josiah's son, was chosen by the people to succeed him on the throne, but his reign was brief, lasting only 3 months before he was deposed by Pharaoh Necho, who then placed Jehoiakim, another son of Josiah, as king. Jehoiakim, unlike his father, was an ungodly ruler, leading Judah further away from God's ways. During the reign of Jehoiakim and his successors, Judah faced the growing threat of Babylon. Jehoiakim initially tried to resist Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, but was quickly subdued, becoming a Babylonian vassal. Jehoiakim's resistance resulted in a series of Babylonian invasions that devastated Judah, culminating in the first deportation of Jewish citizens to Babylon, including the young prophet Daniel. The destruction of Judah was a gradual process, marked by repeated revolts and severe punishments from the Babylonians. The weak and corrupt leadership of Josiah's successors, coupled with the increasing unfaithfulness of the people, led Judah into a spiral of destruction. The post-Josiah reign was, in many ways, a period of divine judgment, where the accumulated sins of generations finally materialized in the form of conquest, exile, and ruin. Josiah is remembered in biblical history as a singular example of faith and devotion. He is often compared to David, the great king of Israel, not so much for his military conquests, but for his sincerity in seeking God with all his heart, soul, and strength. Josiah's dedication to religious reforms and his attempt to reverse centuries of spiritual corruption that had afflicted Judah highlight his role as one of the last great reformers before the kingdom's fall. The biblical narrative about Josiah emphasizes that, although he was unable to save Judah from the fate God had decreed because of accumulated sins, his reign offered a glimpse of what could have been a lasting renewal of the covenant between God and his people. His attempt to purify the temple, restore Passover, and reaffirm the covenant with God was not merely an effort of reform, but a tangible demonstration of how faith can inspire transformative action. Josiah's example is frequently cited in later biblical contexts as a standard of godly leadership. He served as a model for those who faced times of crisis, showing that even in the face of great challenges, faith and obedience to God can guide entire nations. The story of Josiah is a powerful reminder that while God's judgment is certain, there is always room for repentance and renewal. Josiah's reforms, though notable and inspiring, were limited by several factors. His success in purifying the temple, restoring Passover, and eliminating idolatry from Judah was significant, but the depth of spiritual reform within the people's hearts was insufficient to fully reverse Judah's destiny. The Bible suggests that although Josiah did everything in his power to lead his people back to God, corruption and idolatry were deeply entrenched, and many only followed the reforms superficially. One of the most significant limitations of Josiah's reforms was the short period in which he was able to implement them. His premature death interrupted a process that, had it continued longer, might have consolidated a deeper and more lasting spiritual transformation. Furthermore, Josiah's reforms, though effective in Jerusalem and the central areas, may not have reached all corners of Judah with the same intensity, leaving pockets of resistance and pagan practices that resurfaced after his death. Another important reflection on Josiah's reforms is the complexity of changing an entire culture. Although he restored the correct practice of religion and eliminated many visible idols, the true challenge was to transform the people's hearts, something that cannot always be achieved through royal decrees or political reforms. Josiah's reforms were a significant step in the right direction, but the lack of deep internal commitment from many in the kingdom meant that the changes were not as permanent as they could have been. Josiah's influence on later Jewish theology is profound and enduring. He is often remembered as the last righteous king of Judah, whose devotion to God served as a standard for future generations. His attempt to restore the covenant with God through religious and moral reforms left an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of Israel, and served as an inspiration for prophets who came after him, such as Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Jeremiah 22, verses 15 and 16. In prophetic literature, Josiah is often evoked as an example of obedience and faith, contrasting with the wicked kings who came after him and led Judah to ruin. His dedication to God's law, particularly in restoring the book of the law, influenced how sacred texts were viewed and preserved in later Jewish communities. Josiah established a model of leadership that combined political authority with an uncompromising commitment to divine commandments. Moreover, Josiah's theology influenced the way Israel's history was interpreted in subsequent biblical writings. His attempt to reform the nation and bring it back to the path of righteousness was seen as a final effort to avert disaster. Although he was unable to prevent the exile, his story became a constant reminder that, regardless of the circumstances, the call to return to God and obey His law is always relevant and vital to the spiritual survival of the people. Josiah holds a special place in Israel's collective memory as the last great king of Judah. His life and reign are often celebrated as a time of renewal and hope amid an era of decline. The Bible, in narrating his story, highlights Josiah as a king who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, a rare and significant praise, especially in the context of a series of monarchs who failed to follow God's ways. In Judah's collective memory, Josiah represents what could have been, a kingdom that, had it followed his example, might have avoided destruction and exile. He is remembered not only for his reforms, but also for his sincerity, courage, and dedication in seeking God in a time of great spiritual darkness. His premature death is mourned not only for the man he was, but also for the wasted potential that his leadership represented for Judah's future. Josiah's legacy is celebrated in both Jewish and Christian traditions as a symbol of renewal and faithfulness. Even centuries after his death, his figure continues to inspire those who seek to lead with integrity and faith. Josiah is often seen as the model of the ideal king, one who, even in the face of insurmountable adversities, kept his nation faithful to God, serving as a beacon of hope and a lasting example of righteous and godly leadership.